It is Tuesday, May 8th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. The Singing Men of Arkansas will celebrate the 90th anniversary of Mount Sequoia with their Faith, Pops, and Patriotism concert Friday, May 18th at the Clapp Auditorium in Fayetteville. Under the direction of Michael J. Bedford, the Singing Men salute our soldiers and glide through a doo-wop medley and soulful spirituals. More information on the web at mountsequoia.org.
Later on this edition of Ozarks, Governor Mike Beebe sits down with Roby Brock of TalkBusiness.net to answer questions about the governor's recent trip to China, Walmart, and Medicaid. And that big bus destination north of us, Branson, celebrates 100 years.
Those stories ahead, but first these items for Tuesday. Early voting is underway across Arkansas in advance of the May 22nd primary. According to the Arkansas Secretary of State's office, nearly 6,000 people in Arkansas cast ballots yesterday, the first day of the early voting period. Registered voters can cast ballots at select locations most days through May 18th, though some county courthouses will be available for early voting until May 21st, the day before Election Day.
The Green Party of Arkansas is fielding candidates in all four of the state's congressional races. The party held its state convention this weekend and nominated a slate of candidates from federal offices to some state legislative and even local offices. Jim Lindell, the party state chair, says there won't be much money for advertising for the Green Party in Arkansas this year.
Since the petition procedure soaks up most of our funds, we're going to have to be extremely frugal in our campaigning. We plan on trying to make it to all the cattle calls they have for candidates, as well as debates that might be offered by public television.
The party nominated Rebecca Kennedy as its nominee for the race for the 3rd District. She was the party's nominee for U.S. Senate in 2008. Joshua Drake is the party's nominee for the 4th District, which now extends into northwest and western Arkansas.
The United States Senate is giving approval to a Little Rock lawyer to become federal judge for the eastern part of the state. The nomination of Christine Baker of Little Rock was approved by the Senate by a voice vote yesterday. Speaking on the Senate floor, Democrat Mark Pryor spoke in favor of the nomination. He also suggested that the Republican members of the chamber are unfairly dragging their feet on President Obama's judicial appointments.
There are too many games that are played, and from my standpoint, both sides are at fault. And I would hope that my colleagues would stop playing games and stop even the blame game. But let's get to work and let's help clear up the backlog in the federal judiciary. Right now, it is under-resourced. We do have a judicial emergency in this particular district.
GOP Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa also spoke on the floor, countering that Democrats have taken similar tactics during the previous administration.
Today we confirm President Obama's nominee to the Eastern District, Arkansas, within about 6 months of her nomination. I would note that President Bush's J. Leon Holmes sat on the executive calendar for more than 14 months, awaiting confirmation. Again, why was President Bush's nominees treated worse than this president's nominees?
Christine Baker has served as a Little Rock lawyer, and her appointment had support from both Senator Pryor and Senator John Bozeman.
The all-university commencement ceremonies at the University of Arkansas this weekend will be streamed live on the university website. That's a first for the event. The first of the school's commencement ceremonies begins at 8:45 Saturday morning in Bud Walton Arena and is for graduate students. Six other college-specific graduation events will take place Saturday, and the UA School of Law commencement is scheduled for a week later, May 19th. The graduating class at the University of Arkansas will be the largest in history, with about 2,700 graduate and undergraduate degrees awarded.
A Rogers principal is the 2012 Arkansas Principal of the Year. Robert Moore, principal at Rogers High School, was surprised with the award during a meeting yesterday. The award is presented by the Arkansas Association of Educational Administrators. He's been the principal at Rogers High School since 2009 and at the school as an administrator since 2006.
Music fans are mourning the death of Arkansas-based blues guitarist Michael Burks. Oh, Michael Burks died of an apparent heart attack in Atlanta Sunday. He was given the nickname Iron Man because of his legendary lengthy performances. He was born in Wisconsin, but had moved with his family to Arkansas when he was a teenager. He received the Sonny Payne Award for Blues Excellence in 2006 and was a popular draw on stages in North America and Europe. He was returning from a European tour when he died Sunday. He had just completed his fourth CD for Chicago-based Alligator Records, which is due to be released this summer.
The University of Arkansas men's golf team will be the second seed in an NCAA regional tournament. The NCAA announced late yesterday that the Razorbacks will compete in the Bowling Green Regional hosted by Western Kentucky May 17th through the 19th. 14 teams were invited to the regional. It's the fifth straight season the Razorbacks have been invited to a regional. Last year, the team finished 15th in the country, and the 2012 team is currently ranked 11th in the nation.